Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A lot of pressure in the political world right now, I'll tell you that. By the way, today, sunny, comfortably low humidity, low to mid-80s. Tomorrow is going to be pretty nice. Maybe a chance for a thunder shower in some neighborhoods, but mid-upper 80s, and then mostly sunny, could touch 90 on Sunday. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here. Obviously, and again, I'll lay it out again briefly. Last night, the final night of the Republican National Convention, culminating with an hour-and-a-half speech from Donald Trump. We had a bunch of other speakers. We have Joe Biden, the sitting president, with tremendous pressure on him to step aside in this reelection bid. And there was quote-unquote breaking news that he was maybe going to back out as early as this weekend. I felt it was a pressure campaign on him to get more momentum against him, but that's just my feeling. And then the news this morning, Evan Gershkovich of the Wall Street Journal sentenced to 16 years in a Russian prison. Just a lot going on. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. David, how are you?
Fine. I'm a little sore from this convention, but physically sore from the convention, but no, I'm fine.
For a lot of walking or standing up a lot?
Yeah, a lot of walking, standing, logistical craziness. You know, it took us 3 hours one day just to get in. Security is so tight on so many levels because we drive in and takes a while to look at your car. Then you have to go on foot. But it's worth it.
You know, Mark Pazniokas was with us yesterday, and he's been doing it a long time. And as of you, he felt the energy was a little bit different for this event. That it was more. What did you think?
Not about different, because this was my, let's see, I've been doing these since 1980. It's my 21st convention. This party was pumped. I mean, from beginning to end. In fact, that was our story. Monday, Sunday night, for that matter, as they were coming in, they were excited on several levels. First of all, the fact that former President Trump had survived his assassination attempt. They saw it as some kind of, I don't know, divine guidance or something. They were already excited that they think they can easily beat not only Joe Biden, but whoever the Democrats put up there. Then came the news Monday that the lawsuit, the documents-related lawsuit, had been dismissed. So this place just started high and never let up.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems that you see the graphics and more stories on the assassination attempt, that it was unbelievable that he was able to survive it. In terms of the speech and speeches, who stood out to you? What stood out to you? You can comment on J.D. Vance, about the president, about Hulk Hogan. Like, what struck you?
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, Vance, who is largely an unknown to most people, he did what he had to do. He introduced himself to the public. He was able to go off the cuff here and there, depart from the text, react to the moment. That's always a good sign. When a unknown gets up there and just reads a speech off the prompter without any human emotion, you always worry about that. Vice presidential picks traditionally rally the troops at the convention. I think Sarah Palin in 08 was an unknown, just like Vance, and people just loved her. And they came out of this thing convinced, man, this is the next star. Well, then the media starts looking into her record, and then she starts going unscripted, and you know the rest. I don't know with Vance. We'll see. But he did what he had to do. Then the other thing that struck me last night particularly was this. Normally at these conventions, Thursday night, the night of the acceptance speech, is a night when prominent politicians introduce you. Your wife gets up there, your spouse gets up there and talks about you. It's a very dignified moment. And here, in the hour before Trump spoke, who did we hear from? Kid Rock and Hulk Hogan and Dana White, the president of Ultimate Fighting Championship. That was strange to me. I've never seen anything like that. I understand what they're trying to do and the crowd they're trying to appeal to. And then, of course, Trump. You know, that was an interesting speech because the beginning of it, I've never heard anything like that, where a presidential candidate describes his ordeal. You know, I was there when Ronald Reagan returned to Congress in 1981 after he had been nearly assassinated, and he returned a few weeks after that. He didn't dwell on his wounds. He may have mentioned it in a sentence or something, and then he moved on. And that's up until, oh, I don't know, 30 years ago, that's the way it was. So the fact that he did that was interesting. But then he became the old Trump we know.
So. Yeah. I mean, I think that he, honestly, and I hate to, listen, it's amazing that he's alive, and it's a good thing. And I think it's, I don't know how anyone would react differently other than thinking fate is involved. But I think he's reinforcing this sense that a lot of his supporters have that there's some sort of divine involvement here. And I think that has a lot to do with the way he approached that part of the speech. And to some degree, I mean, he had, you know, if he was a quarter inch in either, you know, and in one direction, he really, I mean, it's really unbelievable. But we're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Let's pivot to Biden, because that's more of a beltway story, in my opinion. And tell me I'm wrong. I mean, you know, Mark Halperin is, you know, he used to be a bit of an insider, and he's got sort of routed out of the establishment, and he breaks this news that, you know, as early as this weekend, Biden might bow out, and he's, and so on and so forth. And then a lot of people ran with it. And I know there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on right now, but I felt like it was sort of like kind of a leak from the other side, the Democrats who want him out, to try to get so much momentum against him, he has no choice. And then John Meacham says, I'm not preparing a speech for him to bow out. This is not a true report. Is there really turmoil in the party where there's a big group that's trying to get him to force him to do this?
Yes, but let me go back to your other point, which I think is very well taken. It is an inside-the-beltway frenzy. We don't know. Nobody. There's only two, maybe three people who know. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and Biden's sister, who's very close to him and has run his campaigns. That's it. So this idea that he's close to this, or Nancy Pelosi moved 2 inches, you know, out of his direction, who knows? You know, I know, it's a frenzy. Everybody wants to break the story, and in the meantime, everybody feels under pressure to write something. But,
you know, having said that, you know, the stuff that I've read that, you know, that is kind of strikes me as credible is, you know, what do Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, they're in a tough spot. I mean, down ballot, again, like you've said this many times to me, you know, a lot can happen in a month. Imagine you got 3 months here. So we don't know what things are going to look like in August, September, October. But if things follow the pattern that they're in now, there could be a lot of down ballot trouble. I mean, this John Tester flipping to me is just about self-preservation for his effort to get reelected, right? I mean, there's the real issue with the down ballot side.
Yeah, and again, it's mid-July. We're coming off a Republican convention where the party, at least the people at the convention, were unified and excited. You always get what they call a bounce out of this. This is the Republicans' time. 2 weeks from now, who knows? So, and most people, if you walk the streets of Hartford, Bridgeport, you name it, ask people to name their two U.S. senators or their congressmen. Most people don't focus on this stuff until October. That's been proven over and over again. So we'll see.
David, is it unfair for me to ask you what you think's going to happen with Biden? Can I ask you that?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. And anybody who tells you they do, unless their name is Jill Biden or Valerie Owens, a sister, nope, nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he can go forward, but I think the time to do it was 2 weeks ago. I think with every day that it moves forward, it's one of those things where it looks forced and not his choice. We got to run, David. I hope you get some rest. Now, I hope you are you still in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Hopefully the airlines will clear things up and get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you have a travel day that's okay, although having a later flight is a good thing, I think, because I feel like they maybe are more likely to hammer things out, but maybe there'll be residual delays. I don't know. But safe travels home. We appreciate you, and put those feet up, and I hope you get a chance to relax.
Still got a couple stories before I leave, and I'll talk to you from Washington next week.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.